Protect by Paisley Hope. Narrated by Samantha Brentmore and Gideon Frost.
Portions of this audiobook contain mature language and themes.
Open door sexual content, 18 plus.
Mild degradation.
Mild cum play.
Death of a family member, not on page, through flashback.
Dealing with grief.
Anxiety and panic attacks, dealing with fear over a loved one's job.
Descriptive scene of injury while fighting fire.
Healing process of injury from fighting fire.
Listener discretion is advised.
For those of you wondering if firefighters are real-life superheroes in more ways than one, I promise you they are. They're also hot as hell, and Rowan Kingsley is your proof. Wildland firefighters have an unwavering dedication to safeguarding our natural resources and environment, property, and communities. They wouldn't want to be called heroes, but they are. Sorry, not sorry, S. Their selflessness, courage, and teamwork in the face of danger make them indispensable guardians. They sacrifice not only their family time, their entire personal lives, and comfortable living conditions, but in many instances, they sacrifice their mental health. Something I learned during this process is that these hotshots are primarily federal employees, and they need more support. If you would like to donate monetarily to help advocate for proper job classification, better pay and or benefits for federal wildland firefighters, please visit givebutter.com/GRWF. Nurses are angels on earth. They not only provide vital medical care, but also offer comfort and emotional support to patients. Often they must do so under challenging conditions and without enough regard to their personal emotions. The men and women who take on these careers don't leave their work behind at the end of the day. They carry every single second with them everywhere they go, and so do their families. For anyone who is brave enough to make these careers your life, I commend you. I respect the hell out of you, and I am grateful.
Prologue. Rowan. Almost 6 years ago. You think he knew his time was up? My best friend, Jacob, leans into me as he asks, so no one else will hear him. Such a loaded question pulls my attention from the multiple scuff marks on my boots. I scrubbed them as clean as I could last night. I was hell-bent on getting them spotless for my soup. My former soup. Fuck. There's nothing like swallowing the heaviness of that reality down. Don't know, man, but he went out like a hero, I answer somberly, taking a pull from a half-empty bottle of tequila and passing it to Jacob. I don't normally make a habit of drinking in the middle of the morning. None of us do. But it's gonna take everything we have just to walk through those funeral home doors. 12 weeks, my new captain, Callahan Cal, says, shaking his head in disbelief. Just the rest of the season, and he would have retired. Cal looks like hell. We all do. Superintendent Garrett Makem, our soup, was our mentor, our leader, our friend. And now he's just fucking gone. His old plaid jacket is still hanging on the hook at our base, and he's never coming back to claim it. I swipe the bottle back from Jacob and take another much-needed pull from it to stop the sting at the bridge of my nose. The tequila burns the back of my throat, but it's a burn I welcome. The steady flow of cars and trucks through the rain seems never-ending, turning into the parking lot as my squad talks around me. Laney says there's a reason for everything. I say that's a pile of bullshit. Where was this rain last week? There's no reason for any of this, Jacob says, brushing the misty droplets from his sleeves. We all wore our uniforms today. Standard green Nomex pants and our yellow wildland fire shirts. We stand out in the crowd of dark suits and dresses, but it's how we show our solidarity and respect. That's your girlfriend's job. She's just trying to make you feel better, trying to help, Cal says to him, patting him on the shoulder, already acting like our captain. Jacob